Okay, so we're going to have a quick review of the laws of the 9 days for Ashkenazim. Sfaradim, it's a little different. Based on the Pesach of the Panini Halacha and the Ohalei Halacha of Ariel and Rav Malamed, two big poskim in the religious Zionist world, and Q&A form. That's how we like to do it. So question number one, what is the deal with the 3 weeks or the 9 days? What's the avoda we should be working on? First off, Rav Kook writes in Orot Atshuva, well, not Orot Atshuva, Orot, one of the Orots, Ahavat Chinam, since the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed through hatred for no reason, we need to triple our love, give a little extra tzedakah, a little extra time, a little extra Ahava to your fellow Jew, and really to everyone. Nativ HaShalom says, this is a time to be davening and yearning with our every breath for the Beit HaMikdash and to realize that everything is not perfect, everything is not hunky-dory. We still are yearning for the Beit HaMikdash and all it represents. Okay, getting back to the halachas. So the biggest question that comes up is, can we listen to music? The answer is, if it's dancing, singing music, then that's the type of music which the Minhag was to forbid. When it comes to music from, let's say, radio or nowadays a computer, if it's quiet, low, slow paced, so then it would be mutar, but still probably better not to listen to music, all things considered, during the 9 days. That is the Minhag. There are those who allow even the Chadchila to listen to music if it's slow, and Rav Malamed's father used to say, if it's like Chorban-related music, sad music, it can actually put you in the right mood, and that's even better than listening to nothing. So that is an interesting shita, and makes a lot of sense to me. It's also permitted, for example, if your phone makes a little two-second song, that's not a problem. If you have a hard time staying up when you're driving without music, that's fine. There's just music in the background on the bus. You don't have to clog your ears. All those situations, it's totally fine. It's not. That's not the singing, dancing type of music that the Minhag included. It's when it comes to making it for a simcha, that would be problematic. What about a cappella? So there too, there's reason to be lenient, or there's a restrict, or there's a lenient. I would say if it's a cappella and it's still leading you to get up and sing, then it'd still be problematic. But if it's just background music and it's a cappella, then I'd say you definitely have reason to be lenient. And if you want to be machmir, tavo elecha baracha, blessing should fall upon you. Haircuts and shaving are not done during the 9 days. But what about trimming your mustache? If it's bothering you, that would be fine. That's not the type of haircutting for simcha that was forbidden by the minhag. Also for a chalukah, that's fine too, if you're just doing a symbolic snip of the three-year-old child. What about saying a shechianu? We generally refrain from saying shechianus during the 9 days. If you have a new fruit, wait till Shabbos and have it on Shabbos. Unless you're going to miss out, you won't have a chance to eat this fruit another time, then it's okay. If you're a pregnant lady and she's got a craving for a specific fruit, for a mango, for example, then she's actually allowed to eat that because it would be dangerous not to give her that mango. Mishnah Berurah says she wouldn't say the Shechianah though in that situation because she's not doing it for the new fruit. She just really wants a mango. There are those with the custom to say Tikkun Chatzot, but that's for the very lofty among us. The Haftorahs, we know, have special Haftorahs for the 3 weeks. And we refrain from doing any dangerous actions. In general, we shouldn't do dangerous actions, but we should be extra careful during the 9 days, not really the 3 weeks, but certainly in the 9 days, not to take chances. What about business? So we try to limit our business during the 9 days. We don't go out and shop just for fun. We don't make very expensive purchases. But if needed, then you certainly can shop. If there's a big deal and you're going to miss out on it, there too, you are allowed to make that purchase even during the 9 days. You don't usually buy shoes and clothing during the 9 days. And that's related to the sewing issue that we don't sew during the 9 days, or we don't weave during the 9 days. We lost the Evan Hashtia The foundation stone, in terms of the play on words, we don't do the shti, which is weaving. So we generally don't do that. It also distracts us from the mourning that's supposed to be happening during the 9 days. Another biggie, we don't bathe during the 9 days. However, because we in our generation are istinuses, that means we're sensitive, you can bathe, but we try to bathe with cold or at least warm water. We don't bathe for a long time. We do it for a short time in the shower. On Erev Shabbat, you can, even though originally the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah said we don't do it, nowadays we do allow people to shower, no problem. But again, we try to use warm or cold water, not hot water. What about a mikvah? So certainly a woman can go to a mikvah that's her time of month. And a man for Tevilat Ezra can immerse. If a person has a custom to go to the mikvah every Erev Shabbat, he can immerse. Probably better use a cold one rather than the hot one if possible, unless it's really hard for him to go to the cold one. And a person goes to the mikvah every day. It is a machlokes. According to Rav Yisach Frank, that's fine. According to Rav Yashav, better not to, unless you have to. But either way, it's only for a person who's strict about doing it pretty much every day. If it's one time you missed, it's probably not a big deal. But if you miss more here and there, then you no longer have the chazakah, and therefore you would not be better not to bathe if you don't have to. What about nail cutting? This too is a machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the two opinions. Is it like shaving or not? The Aruch HaShulchan and Chazon Ovadia are lenient, as is the Ben Ish Chai for Kabbalistic reasons, allow nail cutting. But in general, the custom, Rav Ariel and Rav Melamed say, is not to cut nails, except on Erev Shabbos, when it's for a mitzvah, in which case, no problem, you can cut your nails, absolutely. What about meat and wine? We do not do meat and wine during the 9 days, except for Shabbat, and on Motzei Shabbos, you're allowed to use grape juice. That's because in the Beit HaMikdash, there was meat and wine for the Korbanos, so it's a sign of mourning to refrain from that meat and wine. That's similar with the music. Really, we shouldn't be listening to dancing and singing music after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Shulchan Aruch writes, that minhag was not accepted, at least during the 9 days, as a sign of mourning. We refrain from dancing and singing music. By the way, also singing with your mouth, if it's going to bring you to dancing and singing, it's not appropriate, unless it's a mitzvah, like a bris milah, stuff like that. Although, yeah, that would be permitted to a certain extent. Or on Shabbos, of course, it would be permitted. Laundry. No laundry during the 9 days. No wearing freshly laundered clothing. If you forgot about that, then you can take your clothing and put it on the floor and stomp on it for a little bit or get it a little dirty. There is a leniency for underwear, underclothing, and children under six. We are also lenient about allowing them to wear laundered clothing. Originally, laundry was a big deal. It would take a lot of time. And so the rabbis didn't want us to get distracted. Plus, wearing unlaundered clothing helps remind us that it is the 9 days. We try not to iron. And we don't wear Shabbos clothing during the week. Because, again, that's too festive. We don't build stuff for fun. And we don't plan stuff for fun, only if it's for a mitzvah, and we generally refrain from moving during the 9 days. We also will try to avoid big court cases because Mishnechas Av Mema'atin, we try to Mema'atin B'Simcha. We do have a little less Simcha, and the Mazel is not so good, so we wait till after 9th of Av is passed. This year, everything I'm saying is for Ashkenazim. For Sephardim, it's a bit more complicated. It goes by Shavua Shechabo. It's unclear whether there is Shavua Shechabo this year. So Sephardim have different application of these halachot. Everyone should have a week full of the simcha of being an Eved Hashem and doing Hashem's mitzvahs. And so that we should always be b'simcha. But at the same time, it should be a time of reflection and focusing on our avodas Hashem. And we merit to do tshuva and to be part of the process of building the Beit HaMikdash. Have a beautiful day. For all mistakes, I apologize. I'm sure I've made many. You should definitely double check with your local posek and with the holy svarim, like the Pinin Halacha, which I based my little mini shir on. Have a beautiful day.